So I'm actually presenting this on behalf of some of my colleagues who weren't able to attend. So I'll go ahead and get started. So part of the real background for this was we've really seen in the state that there has been a decrease in support for school nurses within either a local school or a district, and that's been declining over time. And our School Nurses Association was really interested in seeing more about, was there an evidence base for health improvements based on presence of a school nurse. So the first thing we looked at was vaccination requirements. So in general, vaccinations have been a long-standing and effective tool for promoting herd immunity in the population in general, as well as controlling and preventing diseases within those specific populations. We know that functionally, school nurses play an important role in verifying that vaccination requirement and the compliance with it, educating parents on the purpose and need for vaccines if they don't have their up-to-date records, and linking families to free and low-cost providers when they don't have a primary care provider or they're un- or underinsured. But there's been really very little kind of systematic review of the actual quantification of these health improvements. So the objective of this study was to determine if the presence of a school nurse was associated with school-level vaccination rates in Arizona, while also accounting for factors that are known to influence vaccination rates, such as socioeconomic factors and medical exemption rates. So, vaccination rates for seven different vaccine types are reported annually on the school and district level to the Arizona Department of Health Services at kindergarten admission and at sixth grade. We also receive information on students who have medical exemptions and whether their school has a school nurse. Socioeconomic status had previously been shown to be correlated with vaccination rates and is also related to the amount of funding within a school district. Therefore, we wanted to explore this as a potential effect modifier. In Arizona, there is a voucher program which allows public schools to enroll children from outside of their geographic district or traditional school boundaries. And we also wanted to include private and charter schools in this analysis. Therefore, a neighborhood-based SES measure really wasn't realistic for us or appropriate, so we used the percent of children enrolled in the National School Lunch Program for free or reduced price lunches as a proxy for SES. To qualify for free lunch, a family has to be at or under 130% of the federal poverty level, and then for reduced price lunch, it's 130 to 185%. These data are also publicly available and published at the school and district level by the Arizona Department of Education. So we calculated school-level vaccination rates for the seven vaccines that are listed up here based on the same methodology that's used by the state health rankings. Vaccine coverage percentages were then converted to Z-scores in order to account for the non-normal distribution. And then those individual Z-scores were averaged to arrive at an overall measure. So when we stratified SES into quartiles and controlled for total enrollment, proportion of students with medical exemptions, which was also converted to a Z-score, school type, so again, it was private, charter, or public, and whether the area that the school was located was classified as an urban or a rural area. So in total, in Arizona, 761 schools with sixth grade were included in our analysis. We found that overall, there was a slight but statistically significant increase in the vaccination rates at schools with school nurses compared to those without. This is the vaccination rates for the specific vaccines that were included, and overall you can see that those with a school nurse did have higher vaccination coverage. So then we also did stratified models and saw a significant association between the presence of a school nurse and vaccination rates for schools with the highest percentage of students on the free and reduced price lunch program. So overall, presence of a school nurse was associated with a 2 percentage point increase in vaccination rates for all seven vaccines examined in that lowest SES quartile. So as in previous studies, we saw in Arizona that there is an inverse relationship between SES and the vaccination rates within a school. But over and above that, we did see that the school nurse did impact that immunization rate. So some possible explanations, school nurses are probably more likely to enforce or encourage the vaccination requirements and documentation requirements rather than offering a personal belief exemption, which is allowable in Arizona. And then we also wanted to maybe postulate why we're seeing such a relationship for these low SES schools. And there are several possible explanations, including that the school nurse in a low resource setting may provide more health education services or may be seen as more of a health authority. And we're going to continue to explore this school nurse impact on different health conditions, including screenings and other outcomes. And then if you're interested in the link with SES and vaccination rates, there are your references. Thank you.
Thank you.